Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
There's a place in Tampa called Nicola's Donuts. Mm-hmm. They do a square cronut. Ooh. That I would say is probably the best thing. It's definitely top 10 best things I've ever
cronut.
So it's almost like baklava.
Ooh.
Okay. It's we're real flaky and
I know what it is.
Yeah.
I eat anything sweet. You know that. I'm a toddler.
Yeah, so there's so many places in Philly I want to do when I go home.
Oh yeah.
Like Vince was saying, there's a place that just does a special donut on Fridays. I forget what donut place it is, but he's like, oh, you got to get one of their, you know, twisty doos on Fridays.
We had the best in my mother's neighborhood, and they closed, and then a new owner took over, and they were making donuts for a while, and we would get them every once in a while on Sundays if it was like a big event.
It's a treat.
Very rare because they were kind of expensive.
But that's what kind of makes it better.
But it was right by my grandmom's house, so it smelled unbelievable. It was in St. Monica's Parish. And you know, it's a row home. It's all row homes. Everybody's on top of each other. So across the street is Kasha Bakery. So you got
Which is one of the best in this.
And then you got Petito's is what it was called. And
what a name.
The smell is like.
You know what I really want to do?
What's the one on 9th Street you got to try? I can't think of the name of it, but it'll come to me.
I always wanted a beach house. Mm-hmm. And then I've a buddy that bought a ranch. And I'm like, wow, I never thought. And then I was like.
Oh, just tell us when you're ready. I'm sorry. Are we on? John. Sorry.
Is this happening?
Is that okay?
It's fine.
We can edit it if you want.
Can we have a safe word?
I don't know what we were talking about. Yeah, I don't remember what I was talking about.
Speaking of which, I want to buy a food house.
If you
feel it. Food house.
That's my vacation.
Made of gingerbread.
A food house.
No, I just want to have a house in Delco or Philly, or even if it's got to be an hour away because that's all I can afford.
Right.
Oh, man. Row home.
A food house you can visit.
Beach would be 9th Street. That's beach block.
That's beautiful.
I don't know if I could afford that. But it's
those tiny row homes are going for
$1 million.
I was gonna say half, but yeah.
I've looked into it.
Really?
I'm like, oh, I can't afford that. God, it's nice to dream.
They gentrify. Even my mom bought her house for $7,500. She's still in
it's
it.
Probably worth.
It's worth.
Close to $1 million.
I think it's almost three.
At least.
She had it it's three something.
That's
they
awesome.
Said. Yeah, she was like. Wow. And I was like, you want to sell it? No.
Twisty
do. What does
that,
a twisty do?
I don't, but now I'm nervous that it's being recorded. I was so relaxed. And I was like, the donut
so
is the volume.
Twisty do sounds like a code.
We can edit all that.
I'll take one twisty do and then
donuts.
they're gonna put in this pacifier. What?
I want a twisty do. Yeah,
whatever the hell that is, I want it.
There's places that.
What was the one Ramos was nuts about? At 7-Eleven. The maple bar.
Really?
He was a maple donut.
You have
donut.
To get a maple bar.
That's
it's
what I got
a,
at Randy's.
It's not a donut. It's a longer
thing.
You know what it is? They have them at Ralph's, too.
I have a buddy of mine.
It was news to me until he kept raving about
it. You know Ralph's has? It's delicious. Those pumpkin
You got me hooked on those, you little shit.
Do you ever freeze them?
No.
Pumpkin spice chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, the puffy chocolate chip cookies.
Dude, they're unbelievable.
Pumpkin spice is the way to a woman's heart. I'm 100%.
Has that worked for you? Have you dangled pumpkin?
The three women that I have landed in my life were all into pumpkin spice.
Okay, if you're in the
and
pumpkin
chai
spice,
lattes.
This is my fat guy tip. This sounds like a lot. This sounds like something I would say after a couple drinks. It sounds like a made-up story.
Sure.
But there's cloistered nuns in the Hollywood Hills.
What did you just say?
I know what you're talking about.
The greatest pumpkin bread you've ever had.
What is it called?
Discussed this multiple
Monastery
times.
Monastery of the Angels. It's behind the 101 Cafe. I'm not kidding. I'm not lying to me. I told
They're
you it
real.
Sounded like it. It's but like people the Indiana
can't
Jones
find
of
them.
Food.
It's like Brigadoon. People yeah. like, it's like you have to be there at midnight and like throw salt over your
right.
shoulder and they appear.
It's,
and they sell pumpkin bread, but they only have like a really small amount.
Limited amount.
Yeah.
And they also, like around the holidays,
they'll buy their
time
whole
get them up.
Monastery if they bake yeah. pumpkin bread
and
all day.
And chocolate, too.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm not lying to make friends.
I didn't know they made chocolate, too.
I'm not lying to make friends.
Sometimes I would do that because my life's so boring. I'm like, I gotta give somebody a reason to be my friend.
What if a bunch of nuns,
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Ty got into it.
So it's a little monastery that, and these... Yeah. What?
It's over by like it's, birds and all that stuff.
Yeah, kind of. It's where kind of
between
like
101 Cafe and
yeah. It's north of Franklin.
Guys, there is a video of it.
See,
which wow. is real. So it is real. To
Hollywood Monastery of the Angels pumpkin bread.
Thank you.
Oh, it's actually, wow. man.
Somebody gave up the recipe, so I don't know if you have to go and do all that voodoo
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, right. I'm going to make that. Right. I've tried right, that. You
let
know,
the
where
nuns
you're like, you know what?
It, you
know? I know how to do it, but they have Jesus and love, and I have nothing.
Right.
So I'll do what they say.
Can you imagine telling them, oh, I ripped off you guys' pumpkin bread? What they would do to you after that?
They
you're so screwed
you.
At that point. You're just going to hell. There's nothing you. I'm sorry. But you know,
and,
like how many Hail Marys?
What do you mean he's gone? He's gone. And,
there was nothing we could do about
there's
it.
Nothing we could do about
there's
it.
Nothing we could do about it. He's
dude, how great!
Yeah, they walk you into a room. You're like,
Pesci's
oh,
hair's
fuck.
Perfect. Walking into the room, like
he's straightening himself.
Like I've had that feeling. That was me showcasing for Mitzi about 17 times. I'd walk into the OR like Pesci, woo! Thinking he's gonna get made.
All excited. Just,
me and Jason Lucas are outside on the phone. Like it's gonna happen.
Did Simone get passed? No. He did, what?
Did what do you mean it didn't happen?
One of
he
us
got fired off the door? How bad was the sand?
Did you really get fired off
once.
The door your first showcase?
Yeah, not my first.
Oh, okay. Because that's what's missing here. I keep teasing right. about these comics, the door guy women, now yep. whatever.
Yeah, now but you get to keep your job.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Some of them have been here forever. I'm like, yo, yeah, Mitzi Reese showcase
to be fired
you fuckers
by
every
dude,
six
you know
months.
So yeah. fat. I love Mike Tyson. He's like one of my all-time favorite human beings.
Okay.
And I recently heard him interviewed, and he was talking about how Customata showed him love through discipline and how he was literally afraid of Customata. And as he was talking about Cus, I was just thinking Mitzi.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, sure. We were afraid. Yeah.
We were, dude, I mean, absolutely. I remember like people like, I'm not going to say any names.
I will.
But there were people that were afraid to go on in front of Mitzi
oh,
that were 100%. Already established stars.
I was afraid of getting fired by her, and I never worked here. I was terrified.
That's
I was like,
favorite
she's
going
to fire me so
I literally
quickly.
Was like, Mike Black worked the phones, right?
Everyone
I believe
it. Swears I worked here. I never,
he never worked.
That, I got other people jobs here because I knew they needed them.
I remember
them.
Getting remember? You a showcase here and you got passed and I didn't. You felt bad.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, oh.
Like, it was like, oh. Like an 80s sitcom.
Yeah,
like
don't.
We're both going to try out for the Glee Club. And then Mike has the voice
I was like,
of
don't
an
tell
angel.
Steve.
And then I'm like,
I can't sing at all.
He can't carry a tune.
Remember we got Ted Twyman hired here?
Mm. Oh, boy.
And his first,
he worked the phones.
And
yes.
He was the record fastest
that.
Firing of all time because he answered the phone and put Mitzi on hold.
Yes.
I ever once
Mitzi
so
you had
me
to tell me. You broke it to me that he got fired. You were
wow.
like,
there's no more
you know,
fear
your buddy.
Here.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist here anymore. We got to bring it back. Yeah. How do you think we could bring it back?
Fire people.
I don't know.
A lottery. A firing lottery.
Well, no,
oh,
you
she
know
would fire
it wasn't
everybody.
Being fired. It was the fact that she was so well respected.
Yeah.
It wasn't that you
so
lost
it was like,
a job.
Yeah, it's like
at
I'm
a
going
right.
up in front of the
legend.
Person, like
person
Letterman's been in front of her. Leno's been in front of her.
Reinvented comedy.
Yeah. And you, I mean, yeah, because
she
back then.
She reinvented comedy.
You were also only making $25 a shift.
Ugh.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a real, like now they make. Real money.
Well, and she
and
was
they
like,
make tips. And
also,
shit.
She was still walking the earth.
Right.
You
right,
know, and
right.
like people like Byron Allen would tell you stories.
Everybody
like,
has
yeah.
stories.
Like, oh, we cleaned out the attic and she started an all female show, which had never been done before.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't yeah. talk to her at all. I have no business talking
dude,
to this
when
woman.
I was her assistant, like, yeah. you would think, like, it was almost like she was a, like a fic, like a myth almost, but real.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah. I remember once she was like, I don't even need to see you on stage. I could just know if you got it or not.
Yeah.
And it was real.
Yeah.
She could just look at you.
Simone and I were the perfect assistants for her because we are the bleeding hearts of comedy.
Right.
We feel bad for everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
You'd play like devil's advocate with her. Like, give
people were like, you got
give Lemmerman a chance.
Well, I used to get a lot of shit. They would say, oh, you know, don't do anything in front of Eleanor. She'll tell Mitzi. I would never tell Mitzi because it would ruin you.
Yeah.
She, if you went to her and gossiped or any of that shit, you were out. She hated you. You could last for like maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, this person's giving me information. But then she was like, oh, this person's an asshole. Like, immediately get rid of them.
Yeah. Common sense would hit her. Yeah. Screw this.
Yeah.
She'd be like, okay, that person does massage my feet for every once in a while, but I got to get rid of them.
Yeah,
they're
there would
fucking
be a
weird.
Lot of people that would be like,
crazy.
Yeah. They were like guest stars on the sitcom. Like, who's in Mitzi's house this week?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was always a different comic, like thinking, I know how to get in her good
graces. I got a good idea.
Wait till she hears this tidbit. Yeah.
There was a comic who showed up and I was like, you shouldn't be here. And it was like she was having a rough day and he came in the back door. I was like, how did you even get in here? And then he started telling her how he should be getting better spots. I'm like,
smart.
No. And then she goes, okay, we'll just re-showcase you. And he re-showcased and she made him an unpaid regular. So
she bumped him down.
She did.
Demoted.
He was gone. He moved back. He moved. He went back home. And I was like, you know what? That's what you get,
fucker. I remember
fucker.
One of my first Mitzi's memories, like just being like, I don't even know if I was working the phones here yet. I don't even think I was an employee. And she would come in and it was like the energy in the room would change and everybody's, Mitzi's coming, right? And then she came
background
in.
Action.
Yeah. And then they
cue
get
the
her.
Everyone goes to work. Yeah.
And then just like a Don, like I forget who was this work. It might've even been you. I don't. And she just whispered in somebody's ear and I hear this, fire him, he's too tall.
Oh.
And then she just went right back. And I was like, he's getting fired for being tall?
Yeah, there was. We have the record managers.
Was that Dave
too.
Taylor?
No. Yeah, Garrett
Rav.
What
it
is
Dave Taylor?
That?
Yeah. He's way too tall.
We had two managers, and they were going through managers like water at that point. There was every day there was new ones.
I like
that
Philly water.
Sorry, I've been home
water.
A lot.
It's the best, isn't it?
It really
I
is
miss
hitting
it so
me.
Much.
And so we got these two managers, and I'm just waiting tables, and I'm like, okay, good. There's bodies in the office. Because she would always push me to be a manager, and I'm like, no. I don't want to be a manager. You're going to love it. Nope. So I was excited. There was two guys. And Mitzi didn't like the one guy's eyes, and the other one, his name, I think his nickname was Lumpy or something like that. And she said he was from the improv. He was fired within the hour. The other one was fired an hour.
He's gone.
Like almost. One night. I think he lasted almost one night.
Yeah.
Because the person who was
once
supposed to fire
out,
him didn't do it until the next day because he was like, I can't. I already fired the other guy.
He got here just for being from the improv.
I already fired the other guy for being from the improv. I can't fire this guy because his eyes are big. How am I going to say it? But now you couldn't do that. There'd be fucking lawsuits out the yin yang. Yeah. Like now they get into the this.
Are you
eye
shaming me?
Yes.
You can't do that.
My eyes got me here. Oh, yeah. All right. It's
do you
too
remember
much.
Your first conversation with Mitzi?
Oh God. No, interesting. I don't think so.
I do.
That's impressive. Yeah.
I just talked about it on a podcast yesterday that won't come out till March.
Guess, time out. I do. It was my interview.
Yeah.
So, okay. What was yours?
Well, the first time I talked to her was on the set of his movie. Marcus Molina brought her.
That's hysterical.
Yep.
Whose movie?
Paulie's, when he was shooting Paulie Shore's Dead.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, got it.
She came down. She was very nice.
He was one of the people who would whisper and get people fired. He was a problem. For
and then
me,
I, and then I remember the first time she talked to me when she knew who I was. And I was so, by that point, like first time I met her, I'm like, I'd read about her and I knew of her legend.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't working here yet. So it was a much more enjoyable
conversation.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, this lady's great. And then the other time she was like, and called me up to her house. to become the manager.
How scary was that drive up?
Bro, it was like a scene. She was sitting behind her desk. It was like that shorty. It was like she had to light my eyes like Travolta and get shorty. And I was like, didn't know where to go. And she was, I remember she goes,
everything's
like
black
this.
In the house too, except for one pink couch.
Yeah. And she goes, my son speaks very highly of you. And I didn't say a word. And I was just like, she goes, Pauly Shore, your friend. That's my son. I was like, oh, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
I think she came around just for laughs. Like, she knows she made me so nervous.
Yeah.
I think I was
she
just.
She definitely dug that aspect of people.
If she had that, yeah.
And she would make, I would get, I was so starstruck the first time I met her.
Yeah.
It was at a showcase.
Yeah.
And I love starstruck. That's
I had
great.
Yeah.
Fuck. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I was like, I knew who she was since I was seven.
Yep.
And I was
because
I was like, my brothers were much older than me and would bring home comedy albums and stuff.
Awesome. Oh, right.
So
right.
I was really lucky that they were super
the
supportive.
Yeah.
And like, I was watching like people on Catch a Rising Star and Mixed Nuts and The Comedy Store and all this stuff. So I knew a lot about it before I got here. But the day of my paid regular showcase, my fucking car broke down. I had to take the bus. The bus, I special requested that the guy, I was like, can you please stop in front of the Comedy Store? And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, and all the mentals watched me get off the bus that were there for potluck. Yeah. And they're like, he's one of us now. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm really not.
Baron's got this car. You're like, hey,
Crispy
come on,
Chicken
man.
Was like, yeah. And I'm like, no,
go get him, man. Go get him. Why are you in a wheelchair? All right.
Mickey was like, you know the bus driver? I was like, I don't know him. Boom Chocolate was trying to sell me a bus pass and stuff. So it was the worst. It was like so demoralizing. And then Dave Taylor, he came back every about 15 minutes to go, we're running a little bit behind, so instead of 15 minutes,
hosting?
You're doing 10. And then it got whittled down to 2.5.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Time out. You were doing 15 minutes for your showcase?
For the paid regular showcase, you had to do like a full set.
I never heard of this.
It's what it was. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't
who
get to do that anyway.
That up? Did you ever do that?
I did.
It was 3, 6, and 10, if I remember correctly.
I got whittled down to 2.5, so there it doesn't matter. Whatever I thought it was not.
Okay.
So it gets down to 2.5, and I'm like, crunch everything. I'm like trying to edit in my head what I'm going to
say.
I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, there's no way.
During my showcase, I have no idea what I was saying. It may not have even been the jokes that I prepared. Who the hell knows? Might have just been tax information.
Right.
So I get off stage and I'm like drenched in sweat. Like, luckily,
how
my body.
How did you feel you did though? Like, did you?
They were laughing.
Okay.
And I saw her moving, but that doesn't necessarily mean laughing, you know? And Ari was running defense. He was like sitting next to her.
Who
like,
was hosting? Dave Taylor? Or
I believe
Ari?
Bobby, because Bobby got me the show.
Bobby used to host a lap back then.
And he's pretty good at setting it up for people to get past.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky that my adrenaline waited until I got off stage, and then it was just meatloaf. It was just like, blah, 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 you know.
Right.
And so I'm a wreck, and she does this, and I'm like, oh no.
Call over.
I'm all jacked up. I look terrible. And so I'm like, yes. You're right. Hello.
So nerve-wracking.
She goes, how did you come to us? And I go, by the bus. And she goes, no, idiot. Who recommended you? And I was like, Bobby, ma'am. And like, I almost didn't want to rat him out that he was the one who had recommended it. Like, it's nobody's business who recommended it.
Right. I'll never tell.
She was like, I guess you can work here. And I was like, oh, thank you. And so I just left. I was so nervous. That was our entire first exchange was me.
But was it Bobby Lee or Steve? Or you got him in front of Bobby Lee?
No, I think
you recommended me.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, you recommended me. Back then it was non-paid regular first.
Sure. Yep.
And then it was like someone who was a paid regular kind of had to vouch for you.
Absolutely.
If I remember correctly.
I couldn't nominate him for a...
Right, but Bobby could.
Yeah.
So that's how it went. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was 15 minutes. No,
that's funny. It's just funny.
That may have just been what Ari told me.
You have to do 15 minutes. Yeah. No. Well, who knows? But she did. She did bring people. It was 3 minutes, and she'd bring them back for six.
Right.
Sometimes she would skip the six and make them do the.
That's
10.
What happened. So a lot of times, yeah.
It depends on how she felt about that person,
right?
Or what mood she was in to fucking listen to people. But
yeah,
it did vary once in a while. I mean, Andrew Dice tells his story about it's 3 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. The first time, and he did 21.
Wow.
And when
wow.
he got off, they were like, you're never going to work here. And Mitzi was like, oh, you're terrific.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But the manager was literally telling him, you're out of here, fucker. Yeah. And Mitzi was like, I love you. He's great, huh? And the manager's like, no, you didn't do anything right. Like,
He must have killed that first time, too.
I mean, Andrew always kills in Andrew's mind. So if someone can kill in a 20-minute set
on their first time, that's...
That's ballsy, though. Yeah, like, I wouldn't do that.
I don't have that kind of confidence ever.
No.
That left me in third grade.
I'm barely doing a 20-minute set now.
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
I do 3 minutes. I'm doing three. I'm not doing 301. I might do two. You know, I'm a little under. Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing. Like, I remember when I first started to headline, I was like, I'm going to show them I'm a real headline. As much time as you want to give me, I'll just dazzle them. And now I do clubs. I'm like, what's the earliest I can get off stage? How much time do you need me to do?
When do I get my liquor? That's all I want to know.
So funny. You destroy. What are you talking about? You have so much. Your stories are great and long. Like, you have good time.
Yeah, but I think less is more. I really do.
I think you're right about that.
I hear what you're saying, but
you're really good, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it's like your stories just go, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck, an hour went by.
Yeah, but now I'm nervous just thinking about my comedy, so let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about your comedy more.
Let's talk about Mitzi.
Let's have you showcase again. What if we all had a re-showcase?
That'd be fun.
Have you guys talked on here about how, like, she would fire people and then you would have to kind of rehire them under different names?
Oh, I had to do that a lot. Yes. One of my favorite things
that I would see happen with the wait staff was
why
that.
Why is Lauren wearing a hat? Well, Lauren isn't Lauren anymore.
Why does she have a mustache?
A pirate patch.
Wait, that's normal. Yeah. Wait. We changed her name to Tootie for like 3 weeks.
Tootie.
Did you go burn through the facts
of live characters?
But I think that's where she got it from. She changed it on the schedule and she would just wear hat, and Mitzi would just look at her. She'd walk by, and then all of a sudden she was like, is that? I'm like, Tootie.
Yeah, it's Tootie. Yeah.
That's who it is.
But that's what Mitzi was getting. But then Lauren started getting her high, and then Mitzi liked her again. So it was like, fine. And then there was another girl, Anna. Remember Anna with the platinum blonde hair?
Yes.
Oh,
I do.
Man. She had
remember her.
Anna was beautiful.
You would if you saw her.
Apravia used to go fucking nuts over her. Oh,
I don't know if I want to see that. What did he do when he was someone?
Well, because it was like, you know, Lauren and Anna worked Sundays for a long time because me and the other girl, Jen, we started learning the open micers act. So we were like, forget it. Like, when we know the homeless guy's act,
that
we got to
really
get the fuck out.
That really is an upsetting feeling. Like, so, when Mickey calls you by name that first time and you're like, oh,
and he,
I don't know if I'm supposed to be here.
I'm thinking Mickey's homeless. He hands me a black card. I go, what the fuck?
It's my favorite LA stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this guy's not homeless. I'm worried about him. I'm like, and he's
really
ordering Miller Lights. Yes.
Right.
Wow.
I was like, I looked, it said his name on it. 100. Yes.
It's great.
I was like... I kept showing people in the kitchen. I go, guys, this is the homeless guy in the pub.
LA has so many interesting people and interesting stories that could just only happen here and stuff like that. I mean, that's fascinating.
Crazy. But Anna was hard to hide her hair. So she wore a wig. She wore a wig to keep weight. Yeah, because she was trying to, her husband was in law school. She was trying to be an actress. So it was like a million different things going on. And she just, she couldn't lose this job.
So how did Abravaya flirt with her?
Oh, so Don Barrett, this is what I was going to say. So it was a Sundays when he does the, Abravaya does closing, right?
Right.
Forever. Mitzi used to make us give him bus fare to make sure he could get here.
Yeah. Yeah.
She, you know, we had to give it to him. He wasn't allowed to accept gifts. But he could accept transportation from Mitzi. That was
it.
We gave him
the
exact amount. Remember, you had to give him the exact amount of the bus, and that was it. And so Don Barris would be fucking with him, of course.
Sure.
And then Anna would come in, and he, hello, Anna. Like, you just, his whole demeanor would hello, Anna. And hi,
singing
Robert.
Her name a little bit.
And she'd sit down. I mean, she was just, she literally was perfect.
Yeah.
She was, she was like porcelain, like a porcelain doll.
Yeah.
And she would just sit there and be like, Robert, is he bothering you? Yes. Like, he was just, and then all of a sudden you see
trying
this thing
to be as,
pop out of his green pants.
Batten down all the crazy as much as he can.
He would get hard. We were like, oh my God, he's hard. Fuck.
Oh,
like,
it no.
was, I know, but he
did,
didn't.
Like, when he knew she was working, did he wear like his good plastic bags and stuff? Like, his formal dress plastic bags.
Last night.
Tonight is your night, bro. He's getting ready.
He's flicking the bags out, getting the wrinkles out of them.
I really hope he lives at the top of a mountain somewhere. Like, I hope he's the richest.
Well, I know he doesn't, but his family might be because they do support him. Ish, whatever he lives, he can't accept gifts. He can't. You try to give him things, and he just doesn't take them.
Yeah.
I've driven him home. I've taken him. I've tried to give him stuff, clothes, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing. He won't take it. He can't accept gifts. He said, "I said, okay."
Does he still come by?
Oh, yeah, he was here last night.
He was here last night.
Looking like the Grinch.
Yeah.
Because he had a green plastic bag on his head on top of the suit. And I was like, did he do that for Christmas? Like, but I didn't get a chance to ask him because I do always talk to him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not afraid of me, and I would protect him because I didn't like a lot of the nonsense. But he is very smart, you know?
Yeah.
But he does, obviously, he has mental illness of some kind. I'm not sure what it is, but he does do weird shit. Like, sometimes when him and I are talking, like, just in the hallway, he'll back up and start, like, pushing his outline of his I'm like, okay, I'm gonna walk away. Like, I just walk away. He doesn't touch me or do anything.
That's where
he's,
he
like,
loses
almost
me.
Touching like, himself, and I'm like, so I just walk away. But
and who
I feel
knows what he's seeing or what he thinks is happening
I'm
when
like,
he's
he
doing
might
that. You know?
Think I'm making advances toward him, so I'm gonna walk the fuck away.
I'm gonna let her down easy by rubbing my crotch in front of her.
I like you as a friend.
I don't know what that is.
He's telling one of his other crazy friends. He's like, she just won't leave me alone. Well, have you tried rubbing your crotch in front? I did.
Oh shit!
I don't know what else to do. I'm out of ideas.
That's his Mary Poppins bag of ideas. I was like, oh my God, because he's so sweet, and I know it's obviously something, whatever. So I try to be like, let's just walk away, for this gets real weird.
Yeah,
but I always
do. Gets real weird.
I always do talk to him. I never felt like. But I've laughed. I've had great conversations with him.
I've caught him in a few sort of lucid moments where he's fun to talk to.
Yeah.
But then, like, it'll veer off and you'll be like, oh, no. Well, that's the end of that.
Yeah.
It was good while it lasted.
But he's not on the right meds.
Yeah.
But who knows what meds he's on? Who knows? Mm. Like, they, you know, they brought Gaylord Dingler back in to do.
Oh, wait. Time out.
That was so good.
Yeah, that's important news.
Is it true that Jim Painter's been doing comedy again?
It is.
Here's the thing. It is. And I have watched, and I was excited. I was excited. I brought him up. I was hosting. He had been coming in. I don't know if he's still doing it, but he was so fucking funny.
Jimmy,
oh,
come
that's
back.
Great.
And I was like, Jim, please do the, will you please come do the podcast? Because Danish and O'Neill have been trying to get him for a long time.
They've been
time.
Singing his praises since before he left.
There's zero footage of him.
Christian Harloff has a recording of that longest laugh ever in the OR where people laughed for like 90 seconds.
Because of him?
Yeah, because of Painter.
Dude. Oh,
Harloff's got a recording of that.
That's awesome.
Fucking Painter was so funny. I remember Dice lost his mind over him, and he was like, took him on the road.
Yep.
He was just as funny off stage as on stage,
so
too.
So fucking funny.
And a lot of times, like, unintentional, like, he would say something batshit crazy, and I would start laughing, and he would go, like,
the best was, like, Ingram always jokes about how he would do a bit and hold the mic.
Yes.
Like, the fake mic, like, just.
What do you think of this bit?
And then he would do that. Yeah. And I'm like, why do you have to practice with the. But it was a thing. He would come up and be like, guess what? I'm like, no, that's. But I
asked him. Are you doing a bit, Painter?
I asked him to do the podcast, and he goes, I don't know if I'm ready yet. And I go, you don't need bits to do the podcast. Just, all we do is talk, tell
stories. It's not the Tonight Show. You don't have to have, like, a bunch of stories prepped and ready.
Nothing, you know, you would kill it. And then I haven't seen him since. I'm like, no, did I do
He's
it?
Like the Roy Hobbs.
I really don't know.
There goes the best there ever was.
Exactly.
I really don't know if he's been coming in every, because I was only here.
Yeah.
I was only here a couple of those Mondays when he was coming in. So, but I was excited to see him.
Doing it, yeah.
Yeah, he's so fucking funny. Jimmy!
And his personality is so
Even his new stuff, though, is funny.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't wait to see it.
Fucking ridiculous.
The
I was like,
new stylist to wear your hair short. Not long.
Jimmy! Here's Bob's. Hey, Bob. I was like, what was that? The wallet showing them their kids. Yeah. Want to see my kids? Yeah, you want to see this, Bob? It's me jerking off to your... What?
To your kids?
Oh, boy.
I know, but it
was
so
dark and so out there.
That's the beauty of it.
Seeing half the audience laughing, but then realizing that they were being judged by other audience members and they'd stop laughing, and other people who were just mortified from the get-go and were like, I can't believe this is happening to
the
me.
Nervous,
so great.
The nervous laughter that he's always had, he does it now on stage a little bit.
Oh, good.
A little
that's
bit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was a little distracting at first, and I was like, oh, no, that's Painter. That's real Painter.
Yeah.
Like, that's him.
That's
off
the authentic. That's what this place is trying to teach everyone.
Right.
And he's doing it now.
In my head, I was like, damn, that's what he does. And then at first I was like, fuck, that's a little distracting, but he was fucking killing me.
In a few years, if he keeps doing it, in a few years, people will be out on the streets imitating that.
Yeah. Less than that if he did it. He doesn't realize how natural he is. I don't know why.
Hey, he's got to get on this podcast immediately.
I begged. I didn't beg, but I said, you know, anytime. I go, I'm not going to hurt you. Like, we're not.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Because that's how I felt like some people leave here and they're fucking scorned.
Yeah.
And they blame the building, the place, the idea, whatever it is. It's which isn't a real thing.
Oh, I thought
thing.
You meant this podcast. I was like, what's happening in here?
Definitely
when I'm
the
not
podcast.
Here?
But like I'm saying, like, people that don't, they're like,
remember,
I would never go to the comedy store.
I remember a very famous comedian once. I'm not gonna say who. It was back when I was
but
managing.
It rhymes
so that
with.
It's gotta be 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was sad and depressed. It was like, I think it was an Easter Sunday, actually.
Okay.
And it was back in the days when there was like no audience and the even the parking lot was empty. So when a car pulled in that you didn't recognize, I'm like, who's this guy? And I'm like waiting for them to like get it. Nobody gets out of the car or whatever. And I'm like, all right, I got to check this out. And I looked in the car and was a very famous person crying.
Aw.
And I'm like, whoa, what's going on, man? And he looked at me and he was just like, I've spent the most difficult years of my life in this building. And I had to just come back and feel it.
Wow.
And I was like, well, welcome to the club. I'm going through those years right now. But can I buy you a drink, Tex?
Come on in. There was multiple comics that like would come here because they partied here, go get sober, and when they came back in, they would get like the shakes. And I'm like, you act like the building gave it to you. Like, you know what I mean? This element is everywhere. You know, it just preys on whoever wants it. Guys, this episode is sponsored by HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Busy days and late nights call for more flexibility. That's why HelloFresh has plans that work with your schedule. You can change your preferences, delivery day, and address in just a few clicks. It's that easy. Guys, I was on the road for like a month, and because HelloFresh sent me stuff that I had in my freezer when I came home, I didn't go to the grocery store. I was starving, and when I opened my freezer, I was so excited because I had HelloFresh ingredients in my freezer. Took it out, let it thaw out, and I made the most amazing pork burritos. It was, I didn't even think I could do it. I was like, oh my God, there's all this, you know, follow the recipe. I'm an idiot. I'm a moron. I'm not good with seasoning. I put too much salt. It's always, I have a swollen tongue. Anyway, but I did it. I did it perfect because it's so easy to just follow along and you're learning as you're going. It was excellent and I enjoyed it and I didn't have to go to the grocery store and that made me happy. Go to HelloFresh.com/ComedyStore18 and use code ComedyStore18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That again is HelloFresh.com/ComedyStore18 and use promo code ComedyStore18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
They did a thing on The Office that is very applicable here
really?
Where Jim on the show was talking about how they were like, we have a new employee and a lot of people are trying to break his spirit. And I just think we should just let this place do what it does.
Break its spirit?
Like, yeah. I was like, just let this building, it knows what it's doing. It'll handle that. You don't have to prank people or haze them or anything like that. The building will do its job.
Well, you know? The building doesn't like you.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, we're located on a burial ground.
And, yeah.
It's an exhaust port from hell.
Tommy, Tommy would tell that to a lot of people. The building doesn't like you, which was my favorite thing because I was like, is that real?
I don't think the building is quite as racist as you are, Tommy.
Yeah.
The building isn't the one that has the problem with everybody.
It does do its thing, though. The build,
it does.
I know it sounds crazy.
There is definitely a real palpable vibe.
Yeah.
Here, and it's like there's a reason this place
it
has been on so many
out.
Shows. Yeah.
It does make people.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
I've seen people that
Dave
are like,
Taylor
I
caught
can't
me crying
the
here.
Boundary.
Hold on, time out. What? My pseudo husband did what?
He caught me crying here.
Don't,
it was one
don't
of, it was
let
back
Dave
when I was
Taylor
working,
catch
was,
you crying.
It was when I was working here during the day and then also working here at night.
I know. I remember catching you too.
And and it's like, I was just done. I was just done. I had enough. I was just done with everything. And I was in the back by the back bar before the bartender showed up. And I was just like, I hate everything. And I hear clip, 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 clip.
My
and
I'm heart
like,
would
oh,
break.
You already know.
Of all people to catch
the
me.
The Grim Reaper is
so
coming.
Sweet.
Yeah.
He was so sweet and kind. And I'm like, that's the Dave Taylor I know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's also weirdest... when you know you're in real trouble when Dave Taylor's being kind to
oh,
you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
That means you he's seeing yeah. a side of you that
right.
is
that he
even
probably
making
related
him.
To, though.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so funny when I hear comedians and other podcasts. First off, there's all these stories about this building that I had no idea was happening while
you,
I was here.
Wait,
I'm like,
were...
wait, what? That person was on drugs? Like,
I thought
no
it was just
idea.
Fun.
I know. Yeah. Like, I'm so naive.
See, that's... I'm like, the opposite
yeah.
of
I'm
that.
The, like, I'm just like, oh, he's just always in a good mood. And I'm like, right. Larry the drug dealer? And I'm like, yeah. he did what? Like, I have no idea.
Larry the drug dealer dealt drugs?
I have no idea about.
They sold to River Phoenix? That's yeah. so weird. He got it here? But do you remember the night? I'll never forget this. I walk in the office. I'm waiting tables. Steve is reluctantly being the manager. And I walk in
was
the
I
office.
Listening to The Coast, Delilah? That's all I would listen to. Is what do they call that kind of music? It's not even soft rock.
Right now we have a young man
cutting,
who called us.
Cutting music. music to cut to.
I needed that to just keep me calm.
And
I'm out of love. I'm so yeah, you need change?
He literally had his back to me. Like it was turned and I walk in the office and you didn't even turn around and you were just listening to this. You were in it. And I was like, I don't know if he's hurting.
Ballerina girl.
Two sweet melodies of Lionel Richie.
Barry Manilow everywhere. I was just like.
Just who? Shot who?
I literally was like, I don't know if I can ask him for change right now. Right. I just like waited a second and he turned around and you go, I'll be with you in a second. I was like, okay.
Can you please just let Lionel Richie bring it home and then I will help you?
It was glorious because we were both so walked on here. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it pretty bad. I was a manager only once. That was the only time I ever stood up to Mitzi. And I said, nope, I'm not doing it. I remember I brought my laundry because I was doing laundry. She goes, you could do it at the store.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, do my laundry.
What? And she, and like, I would never even think of that. And
right.
I said, fine. And I showed up and they were explaining. I go, you don't have to explain anything. I know where everything is. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, but these are the keys. I go, because you remember Brandon Duncan? Is that right? Brandon Duncan.
Duncan Trussell.
No, Duncan Trussell was the talent coordinator. Brandon was the manager. That he didn't have a day off almost a year and a half.
Wow.
Not one day off. And he was going batshit
crazy.
What
did he look like?
Dark hair, kind of to here.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
Brandon Duncan was a nice kid. He was also like trying to be an actor. So I think Ari and Dave Taylor got him in with the commercial acting people that we were all with.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. Moved back to San Diego. It was like, he still gets the shakes from the store, but it was because he's a bleeding heart.
Yeah.
And they took advantage. So it was like, you have to give him a night off. So I did the manager. For him is who I did it for. And I was like, fine.
I'm not doing this for you.
I will do the
this
one
is for
night.
Him.
And then Freddie Soto, I'll never forget, came with KFC, like a whole spread. And he was like, you, it's going to be fine. And because this is how, because I'm
the beginning
I'm
of an 80s movie.
Sucker.
He's putting outside.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night. You got this.
You're going to be fine.
Take a sport.
This is our summer. This is going to be
one great summer.
He's like, it's going to be easy. It's going to be chill. You know, you'll get more money. I go, I'm not going to get more money. You only make money in this building as a waitress. There is no other money to be had in this building.
Right.
Yeah. Are you crazy? And so I was like losing it. And Freddie's starting to make me calm. I'm doing laundry. And then Mitzi comes in. How is it? I go, it's awful.
Yeah.
I hate it. And then she was like, okay.
I remember,
she hired somebody.
I remember when I was her assistant, she let me, she fired me for opening up for Paulie, but I clearly remember
that was the best one.
Letting me get 2 weeks off to go open up for him. And Harris Pete covered for me. And I remember when I came back that night from the road, I don't know how you do it.
I can see Harris having a problem.
It was the best.
Like, what did he was working for her as you?
Yeah, like he went, but not what I was doing. But I think he went and got her groceries a couple times or something.
Air One.
Yep.
And now it's the biggest thing, Air One.
Yep.
All these little TikTokers made it real famous, and they opened up another one. Nobody ever even knew what I was talking about when I would say Air One.
It was so expensive.
So expensive. And she'd make you buy every fucking nut there was.
Every nut, every sort of granola. Everything was like super organic.
It gives me anxiety if I walk by. If I have to go to the post office, I get the shakes from that fucking Air One. I hated it.
I just remember going off her list, so Air One, Gelson's for this, but not this. Air One for this. If they don't have this, then just circle back to Cantor's and get the...
Oh, yeah, the tongue sandwich.
Yeah, no, but what were the
she liked the tongue.
Not Hamakasha, remember the cookies
Yeah.
The arugula, poppy seed arugulas.
Wow.
So I bought her a whole bunch of... This was like a while ago when she... at this point, I'm doing comedy, and she wasn't doing great. And I went to the little house. They had sold the big house. Okay. I went to the little house.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the little house to see her. At this point, she wasn't talking.
Yeah.
And I brought her those cookies, and she fucking lit up, right? And then she was literally like...
Shoving them.
So Holtzman came by, and he was like, oh, I love these.
Oh, no.
Her nurse comes in. I don't know what nationality she was.
Okay.
But Brian was like, the Mexican lady doesn't even offer a drink. And I go, Brian, inappropriate. Like, he's like, she's going to come in and out. She's not going to give me a, can I get a juice or something? I'm choking over here. And Mitzi's just screaming, laughing because of Brian with poppy seed cookies in her throat.
Right. I know I've told this story before, but Holtzman, this is one of the many the reasons Mexican why lady. I love Brian Holtzman. It's one of my top five Comedy Store memories. This has to be early 2000s when he first started to get main room spots. Ooh, you were still okay. A waitress. I remember because you were in the room that night.
I didn't leave till 2005. So
okay. Yeah. It was pre that. And the main room was not that crowded. I was seating the main room.
Naturally.
And I remember there was, and I know I've told this story before, but I'm saying it
Who
again.
Cares?
Right.
I want to hear
So
it.
There was a guy in a wheelchair that was completely paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he had a, his date with him. And I remember, like, honestly, it just, like, hit me. And I'm like, I hope this guy has fun tonight. I hope this guy can at least just laugh for a night. So throughout the night, like, I keep on, like, looking over. I'm like, please, somebody make this guy laugh. He needs to laugh. Right. And nothing the whole night. And then I'm in my bleeding heart brain. I'm like, oh, my gosh, maybe he can't even physically laugh.
Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
think
oh,
of that.
My goodness. And I'm yeah. like, oh, Lord. And I'm praying
And
for
I've
the
been
guy.
Pushing this guy. Like, laugh,
right.
Laugh.
And honestly, I'm praying yeah. for the guy. And I'm like,
Steve's
I don't.
On his knees.
Yeah.
He's got pumpkin bread from the nuns.
Yeah, so. So the last, I think Holtzman's the last comic up. There's maybe eight people in the room. And Holtzman comes out. It was back when he was doing that Charlie's Angels bit about how he wanted to snap all their necks.
What do you mean can't fight? What do you
There's
think you can fight?
Probably eight people in the room, maybe 10. And they are all too scared to leave.
Right,
like
yeah.
Holtzman's like, he can see you, yeah. bro. There's eight people in the room.
Yeah.
And nobody's laughing. And then over the silence, I just hear this, and the guy literally had tears coming out of his
wow.
eyes.
Wow.
That's so funny.
And I was like, this
funny.
Is one of my happiest moments.
That's amazing.
Ever.
So
I just
amazing.
Remember his date was so happy for him that she was wiping the tear. Like, you know,
I
what
just
mean?
Like,
and he loved it. And I'm like, that's the
wow.
story.
That they could bond in beating up women. And that's what got him.
I don't know if that was the bit he was
kidding,
laughing.
I'm kidding.
Maybe he was beaten up by a woman.
It was all, yeah, yeah. Was like, possibly.
It's possible.
But it is funny that I remember Holtzman would do that bit, like, you think you can come at me? You're Charlie's Angel. Yeah. And it was
that
like
was
he would do
bit.
The fucking dumb,
yeah,
like,
the silly martial
arts.
Were any of you guys in the room? I remember I was the manager. We closed down for September 11th. That's how big of a deal
it
was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were
yeah.
closed for a couple of days, but then Mitzi would not put Holtzman on the lineup. He might say something.
Yeah.
So then she
Get
let
the
him
place
out,
burned down,
and then
yeah.
the entire OR is packed, and Holtzman is like walking to the stage
so
and just wrecked that room. Wrecked it. I remember that was one of my favorite sets. Were you
Oklahoma
guys in the room?
Oklahoma City bombings, too.
When,
did that one.
Were you in there yeah. that Sunday night when Joey Diaz went off for like an hour and just blew before he got cast in The Longest Yard and Chris Rock saw him that night?
No.
And
no, Joey, like everybody, I think like Carlos Mencia was here and everybody's going, no, Joey, keep going. All right,
oh,
let me bring
yes.
up the next
oh, yes, yes, yes,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I remember this.
Keep
I remember
going.
This. Yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
Did, he, I mean, I've seen people kill before.
Mm-hmm.
And there are
people that happened
that
to Brody too, the ones yeah. that keep going thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
It never and happened to it only happened a few times.
There's
here, so,
levels
yeah.
of killing. There's like world class comedian. Then there's a magical night. There's levels
mm-hmm.
to it.
Right. Where you just back out.
Night,
yeah.
Where I mean I thought that like he blew the roof off the place. Like
yeah.
I
that
thought
was
the room was
thing.
Gonna just I mean, it was rumbling with laughter. The foundation of the building was shaking.
That That's was a night incredible. Where he couldn't follow himself. Like,
it
he
was,
got so
yeah.
far where he was like, I'm just out of stuff to do. I just got to get off.
Yeah.
It was know, probably yeah. the greatest moment of stand-up I've ever seen.
Joe Diaz, man.
Man.
Like the best.
Force
shit.
Of nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Holtzman, though, saying the inappropriate, like, I feel like Diaz always says inappropriate stuff, but, like, consistently, like, Holtzman,
yeah.
after a horrible event, will just come in.
He'll
like,
go out on the wire and
it
just.
Was, it, yeah, yeah, he has to get it
it's
out.
Cathartic.
Right. And so I remember the Harvey Weinstein stuff happened, and me yeah. and Adam are sitting in the back, and he was in the OR again,
mm-hmm.
and it was jam-packed. And we're sitting in the bucket seats. I don't remember who else was there, but I just remember Holtzman going up And he goes on, the applause kind of stops, and he takes a breath, and he looks up, and he goes, "Men are built to rape women. Deal with it."
And that was his opening line.
That's the first line. Wow.
And Adam, we're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're going to get letters.
Like, we're gonna get just lock the doors. We're fucked. You know, like, because it was at the Pete, you know, it was so busy.
Now you just can't leave.
The club, the club was so busy that we were like, it's over. It's he just took
destroyed
it down.
Destroyed the club. Yeah.
And half the room was screaming and the other half was like, what? This is ridiculous.
How dare
it was
you?
Such a glorious mix. And then I don't know how, but he recovered from it and did a whole... His whole set
he can,
got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Watching him dig a hole and then find a way back out of it. Man.
Sometimes you never got out of that hole. Yeah. You got in there like Nom and you were like, I'll try to get us out of this hole.
For me, sometimes those are the most entertaining ones to watch when you're like, you're watching. I was talking about this with someone the other day. I was like, watching another comedian bomb is like in Lost Boys when they describe how different vampires die different ways. Like some go really loud, some just turn to dust and stuff like that. It's so entertaining to me to watch anybody, that especially if I respect them, bomb.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is in me, but I know it's in a lot of comics.
I used to love talking about magical types of performances. Seeing Andrew in the original room late night with a scattered audience where it's like a live version of Day the Laughter Died is probably my favorite comedy
album of all time. At the top. Yeah, for me too. Yeah.
It's a mess. It's comedy as art. It's comedy as jazz. It's just so hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he was going through a phase where he would bomb on purpose to get the audience to get himself in that hole. And I remember this is another top five Comedy Store memory. Early 2000s. Not many people in the room. And then, you know, you get like smuggy type people in here sometimes, like whatever. And the guy said something like, oh, this guy isn't funny. He's like, huh? Yeah, I'm not funny, right? Mm-hmm. What if I told you, I don't know, 4 minutes from now, you'd be laughing so hard that your head would be knocking off the table behind you. Right? and then he just, okay, yeah, I'm an idiot. All right. And he's just building it. And 4 minutes later, the room shaking with laughter and then he's killing. And then he just hits, he goes, asshole face, what did I tell you? And he just went, boom, boom! Like, it was like, there goes my room. It was so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. He would do that a lot though. But I know what you're talking about specifically. But at the same time, he would do that on random nights. Nobody's in there. I saw it in the main room and I saw it in the OR.
That
the main
magic.
Room was great.
Yeah.
Because it was Fat Tuesday.
Yep. I remember seeing him destroy.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday.
It was Fat Tuesday, and the guy was like, "You ain't shit" or whatever. And Andrew said something along the lines of, "I could buy and sell you 10 times over." And I thought, inappropriate.
Maybe
in this
not
room.
The
in
room
this room.
Did, yeah.
Somehow he recovered from it.
Yeah.
He's a master.
Because he didn't, obviously, it wasn't
right.
meant.
He wasn't
meant
just,
the
yeah.
guy was just shitting on him, like, what are you doing here? You ran out of money. You know what I mean? So it was like they were making it a money thing.
I remember seeing a fight break out on between two comics. Like, it escalated. And Andrew's physically breaking up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you just hear this, Dice, you're on. And he goes, I got to go, boys. And then just went on stage like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like there's levels, you know what I mean? And it's like, that's what I love so much about comedy. There's guys that it's just like, wow. It's like seeing a force of nature.
Yeah.
It's like seeing a sunset or a hurricane.
Right.
Or the Rocky Mountains. It's amazing. It really is.
I remember Dom and Dice having a fight.
This was not that.
And Ari and Jeff Danish breaking it up, which is probably worse for everybody involved.
Yeah, because I can't imagine.
Neither
those.
One. And nobody was on stage. And Dave Attell was at the booth. And he goes, guys, is it cool if I go on? They're all at each other's throats.
Skanks for the Memories is still another one of my all-time top three comedy albums.
Same. One of my absolute favorites.
every comic I knew owned that album, mm-hmm. and I've never seen that before.
What? Skanks for the Memory. Yeah.
And David would like tells play it master. For each other. They were like excited to share it with
it
each other.
It still makes me laugh.
And you never see people do that. You never, like, I love comics, and every comic I know loves comedy, but I've never seen them as excited to share another comedian with each
exactly.
other as with that, with Skanks for the Memories.
He's one of the most ripped off, too.
Oh, absolutely.
His cadence, everything.
Yep, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it a lot. I'm like,
he's
oh,
a
wow.
There's certain guys. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's like it's.
I loved Insomniac. Did you ever watch that?
Of course.
So good.
Attell, I can watch if Attell is here or anywhere. Like, I'll just sit and wait like a little kid. Because he's one of my top.
Yeah,
he's always been in the top three.
He
no
did
matter what.
At the Improv when he wasn't drinking, people were still buying him drinks, of course.
Yeah.
And I happened to be sitting next to him, and he knew I was a comic, and he knew the guy next to him was a comic, and he just slid the drinks over to both of us.
Yeah,
I
like,
felt like a million bucks when that happened. I was like, this means absolutely nothing, I'm sure, but I was still like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I remember doing the University of Iowa opening up for Pauly Shore and Dave Attell. And we went out to bars afterwards, but he wasn't really drinking. I don't know. And I remember he just looked, and I was like, you know, just in awe.
Right.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm here. And then he just said, something sort of happened that I didn't know was going on. And Attell just keep doing what you're doing. Pretend you have a gun. And I was like, what? I'm the bad way. You're relying on me to get out of this situation?
You fucking Enzo.
Yeah. 100%. I was afraid it'd have to be like Fredo pulling it out. Don't buy the oranges.
Bubba. That's the greatest scene ever. That's the greatest scene ever. Oh my God. Every time I see that scene though in The Godfather, I think of you because you always use that as a reference. You're like, because he'll go like anytime, oh, I'm doing it. And I'm like, Fredo pulling the gun out. And I'm like, there's Simone. Like, you took away from
such a great
me.
Nobody stopped me.
Nobody stopped me. Yeah. That's another one.
Classic.
Bud Dwyer. I saw that live.
Me too. I was homesick from school that day.
I wasn't homesick. I was playing hooky.
Yeah.
And my brother Johnny played hooky too, and
that's very on brand.
See, I've never played hooky ever.
Right.
Shit. I was nervous to get back in the house because the cops used to pull us over back then, and you'd say, "What were you doing?" And you'd say, "Oh, it's a holiday. We're off today. Make shit up."
Yeah.
You know, especially Catholic school, I don't fucking pay attention. So I was had all these lies because I knew my brother Johnny was home and he wasn't gonna let me in. Because he was going to go to school. But I'm like, oh, you get to play hooky? And it was one day when he was feeling good because he had his tasty cakes. And
nobody takes a cake as tasty as a tasty cake.
He had his good tasty cake and he let me in and we both watched it in real time. Oof. It was terrifying.
That's the special you two should do. It's like both of you from Philly, like the good boy and the bad girl, like doing a fucking like an hour long special.
When you were in Philly, when the Phillies were in the postseason. And it was raining. Because Philadelphia gets such a bad rap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Because it took me a minute to remember when it was raining.
Yeah.
Right? This was recently because I'm like, postseason? Wait.
Yeah.
Phillies just did that. I got excited. But the city was feeling so good because of the Phillies doing so well. That underdog team that wasn't even supposed to be in the playoffs.
Nope.
Not only in the playoffs, now they're in the World Series. So it was like the middle of the World Series. And when I go to my mom's house, I hate taking public transport. I love to walk or take those new city bikes.
Yeah.
So I will always walk up Broad Street all the time to Center City. So I go to Center City.
It's a beautiful walk.
It's like 3 miles from my mom's.
So much cool
not bad.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's great stores in Washington now. They kind of gentrified that area.
It's
so
right
they're
by
cleaning it up.
Shout out to St. Rita's National Shrine.
Yes, I always go by St. Rita's and then they have a Sprouts. I'm like, ooh, you guys are bitchy.
Yep.
So whatever. So I always walk up, and then I was walking back, and everybody kept saying to me, "It's gonna rain today. It's gonna rain today." But it was beautiful when I left, and it was fine. And all of a sudden, it starts pouring. I mean, pouring. I couldn't get out of it. I did have like a a rain jacket, but raincoat. It wasn't like, no, it was like something I had when I was a lifeguard.
Oh, okay.
So I literally, like I was a poncho dry, almost, but not really. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I go to get on the bus and I'm like, fuck, the bus will just go right down Broad Street and it's torrential downpour. It's crazy. And I'm digging in my pocket. I had a dollar. He goes, it's okay. I got you.
Yep.
He let me on the bus. That's how happy they were about the fucking Phillies.
Wow.
Like, they were that
and
nice.
And then did he say, like, go Phils?
Yeah, and he,
like,
goes, go, and he goes, go Fightins. And I was like, and I'm drenched. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just sitting there dripping.
The greatest city.
And then I know. And then, and he didn't, they go the other way down Oregon. So and I live near SEPTA. So I was like, or my mom's house is near SEPTA. So I was like, oh, I got to go this way. Are you going? And he goes, no, it's best you get out on Rittner. You're going to have to run down because I got to turn down Oregon. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
So I was pissed. I was like, damn. So I had to jump puddles. But hey, man, he got me like five or six blocks out of the rain.
It's sad that that's a great day in your life.
And I was missing 50 cents.
That time, yeah.
But the way he said it, he was like, go Fightins, right?
Like everybody could be on the same page.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It's one of the only cities in the world that's still like that. Like,
I know, it's
a
weird.
Huge city.
Yeah.
But like, you can walk. You can make a friend at a Wawa. Like,
yeah. A good friend.
Like, you're wearing an Eagles and they're, oh, go Birds. And next thing you know, you see that person again and it's like you're sharing.
Yeah. Oh, do you see that game? You believe this?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the coolest place ever.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's he's flashing me. I like it. John, that's our producer.
Is he rubbing his crotch like Abrabiah style?
His Johnson. He loves it. Look at that smile. God, he hates me.
Adorable.
everyone hates me, and that's fine. I'm into
it. Nobody hates
me. I don't hate you.
I love to say that. Do you hate me?
Not anymore.
Damn it. What did I do to get you back on my side? The Phillies?
You stuck up for me, like, right when I first got here. I'm not kidding.
Wait, are you being serious?
I never hated you, but I'm pretty much indifferent to everybody until they do something nice.
Are you serious?
For the most part, yeah. I think
you're
everyone's
like the nicest
like
person.
That.
No.
Yeah, but, like, I don't care one way or the other about people until I
got
see
it.
Them do something cool.
Okay.
If that makes sense. It's a very small
cool.
hazing process, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the first time we met, Dice was like just picking on me like he does with everybody.
Oh, well, you
and,
mean
and you
making
stood
you fall
up for
down
me
a flight of steps?
Immediately. Yes, that was it. It was, you were like, he's not a stuntman. He doesn't do that.
You wanted him to fall down the belly room steps.
Yeah. I was like, get James, Fat James to do it. I was like, I don't
know. Chips Keebler.
I was like, he'll
roll.
Do it. I'm not going to do it. And he was like, why won't you do this for me? He was really mad because he really
believed
somehow got
you were a
mixed
stuntman?
Up that I was a stuntman. and so he was really pissed. And I was like, I'm not doing it. He was like, I'll pay you whatever you want. I was like, I don't
want
to go.
You
I don't
want
to get thrown down the stairs. He's like, you can't do this for me. I was like, look, I really respect you, but I'm not letting
nobody
anybody
will
throw
ever
me down
see
the stairs.
This footage.
Yeah.
He tried to sell it as a show. They were like, what is this?
It was so intimidating to me to say no to him.
Yeah.
And then you came in and kind of were like, that's enough. Leave him alone. Let someone else
you
do
it.
Yeah.
We're not throwing him down the steps. As it is, the Comedy Store doesn't have insurance.
Right. Yeah.
He changed all the lighting in here. People are falling left and right. Remember, he was like, oh,
I was
I need this.
Radically out of shape that I was getting muscle cramps in my neck just from being alive. Not from doing anything crazy, just
God.
From life, you know?
Holy
shit. So I was
shit.
Like, I can't be thrown down the stairs. I'll die for sure.
Remember Ari's skateboard trick? Where
of course.
Like
Ari
off.
Would make him do it. I mean, Andrew made him do it 4,000 times in that kitchen.
Best.
Coming through the swing doors.
Didn't he like toss Bobby Lee into a bunch of boxes?
Yes.
Yeah. Altman used to do the box thing.
Oh, remember that. That would make Jeff Scott laugh so hard.
So hard.
If Jeff Scott would be like when he saw a pile of boxes and Holtzman would come in, the boxes, and Holtzman would go, oh, I see the boxes, and he'd jump on the boxes. It was, God rest his soul, right?
Yeah, I remember one night, it was a hot summer night. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I love hot summer
nights. Hot summer night.
And we're all hanging out in the back, and somebody said something about like being poor or something like that. And Andrew had like this very sweet, profound moment of wisdom with us.
Uh-oh.
And he was like, don't you get it? Right now, this is as good as it gets. He was like, it's a school night. Most of your friends are back home.
Get ready for work in the morning.
Get ready for work. They have bills they can't pay. They hate their job. He goes, we're hanging out like we're 12 years old.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday night. And he was like, look, this business only, there's more pressure with every level. He's like, this is the most fun you're ever going to have in this business. If you're not having fun now, get out.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And then I remember like shortly thereafter, Ari and I, we did La Jolla, which was like the summer vacation for door guys.
Yeah.
Because you could, if you could use the condo and do two spots in San Diego, and they were 7 minutes and not 3 minutes. And you're on the beach, right? And then we're driving home from La Jolla, and I'm like, this is the best. Do I get? And Ari just looks at me and he goes, you want to go see a movie? I'm like, on a school day? In the middle, of the afternoon? And I go, I would love to, but I don't have any money. And Ari's like, I got you. And Ari paid for us to go to. We just pulled off we're like, oh, there's a mall. There's a movie theater. And what do you want to go see? When we went and saw a movie in the middle of the day. And I'm like, Andrew was 100% right. This is the best life ever.
What movie did you see?
We saw A Beautiful Mind.
Oh.
And at the end of the movie, Ari was crying, and he was so mad that he was crying, he took his popcorn and he threw it to the ground. They manipulate you on purpose. The absolute best.
My story with Ari at the movies was I took him to see The Matrix Reloaded.
Cool.
And back then, it wasn't as an established thing as it is now to stay after the credits.
Yeah.
But every nerd in that room knew the deal that there was going to be a preview for the next Matrix at the end. And so the movie ends, credits start rolling. Ari gets up and he's like gathering his trash. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm sit down. You're embarrassing me. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, sit down. My friend's from out of town, fellow nerds. He doesn't know what's happening. People were like, had their inhalers, and they were like, what's the meaning of this? What is this man doing?
Why would he leave?
Yeah, and he was so like embarrassed afterwards. It was so fun. I just love it.
We don't wait for the credits? We leave? Yeah, why would we wait for the credits?
Why are we all still here? And I had to explain to him, and he was like, they're going to see that anyway. He was like, it'll be on the internet. So I was like, you just don't understand.
Why do they have to stay? I don't know.
Because we have to be the first to see any new footage that happens.
It's like an Easter egg.
All the Marvel movies have that now.
Oh, okay. There's a thing after the
credits. It's if you don't see it immediately, another nerd will tell you about it and ruin it.
You should have hung out, man.
Right.
You weren't there. Yeah. I'm not a nerd.
It's like if someone had told you all the jokes and skanks for the memories.
Right.
Rather than saying, hey, borrow
this. Watch this.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I never went to the movies with Ari, but I did go to lunch with him once over at the Standard. And then he told everybody we were on a date. And I wasn't on a date. I got bit by a dog because of him. And it was an awful lunch. So I'm glad he cried at Beautiful Mind. I hope they manipulate him, and I wish the nerds would have beat him up.
Well, they didn't
Ari.
Have the strength.
By the way, how great.
Really?
Yeah.
Ari?
Real talk, how great was Ari's last special?
Jew is great.
Yeah.
I think they should show it in schools.
I think it's one of the greatest pieces of stand-up ever.
I keep telling people, like, Colin Quinn's been doing these, like, one-man show kind of thing, and they're fucking incredible. Like, they should be showing them in schools. And Ari's, same thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
Hilarious. It's informative. It's
It's
awesome.
It's topical.
It's topical, but it's also, it's just like people don't have the balls to ask questions or know anything. And Ari's putting it out there in a jokey way.
Yeah.
And he's
brilliant.
But he's really making sure everything's accurate. He cut things out that weren't accurate.
Dude, I remember when Ari went to New York, I was like,
I'm not praising him anymore.
I am. I remember when he went to New York and I was like, I didn't think it was a good move for his career, but also it was probably because I was sad because my buddy was leaving.
Of course. Right. I think
shouldn't go, man. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stay here. We're going to be millionaires. But, you know, like.
It's what I did with everyone during the pandemic. Bye, everybody. You know,
it's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's life.
I'm still
But then I remember seeing him. This was a couple years after he had gone. And I went into I was like, oh, Ari's doing a set. And I remember he used to specifically want to work out later so he could actually use the OR.
Workout.
Yeah.
And
for a real
work
workout.
Out. he's one of the best stand-up comedians in the world.
Well, now I know you're crazy, but oh, I like what you're saying.
Completely. I remember going, dude, that was one of the best sets I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was just, and a lot of it was the stuff that eventually came
in the special. I'll just never not pick on him for him telling people we were on a date.
Hysterical.
So wait, how did the dog bite you on the date? How did that factor into it? So,
some dumb LA dumb bitch had her dog and was letting it run around the tables, and Ari was like, push my plate toward the dog, and then I pushed it away, and the dog got mad and bit me. Because I was like, I don't want the dog to eat the...
They get
I don't
set
know.
Off for no good reason.
And it was a little yappy thing, and it fucking bit me, and...
Did it break the skin?
A little, but I punted the dog. No, I'm kidding. I punted the lady because I would never. It's not the dog's fault. It's the fucking owner's fault. She's letting it roam.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the asshole. And I was like, hey, bitch, get your dog.
Yeah, you can't. Like, a lot of people have that instinct of, like, have it killed or whatever.
But I kind of
like,
was more embarrassed. Yeah, I kind of was more embarrassed that it happened and just.
Did Richie give you dog biting advice?
I was gonna say
Richie was
he
not.
He gave me the best. He was like, "You clench up your elbow, right, and then its teeth will get locked in, and then you just keep hitting it." And I was like,
"That's for a pit bull."
Food for thought. Thank you.
What the fuck?
Now I know.
Everyone's pulling up to the Comedy Store like, what did I miss? And I see Fat James throwing somebody over the wall and Richie knocking somebody out. And it was like, what is going on here? Then I see Richie.
You just can't come in here.
With, like a shiner on the side. And then he takes the guy's, like, they had to throw his girlfriend out. She's crying on the parking lot. And the guy's got a fresh shiner that's just getting bigger. Then I see Richie go, you forgot your purse. It's the guy in the head with it's like a hairbrush and ID scattered all over the sidewalk.
Back when we weren't corporate, the good old days. Yes. The fun days, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are fucking glory days. They're behind us. Now we got to be under this silly umbrella.
Remember seeing Don Richardson fight 15 guys one time?
Yes.
While eating a pint of ice cream, probably.
Dude, I just read all the... I literally
shredded.
Gang.
Just eating, shredded.
Eating fucking ice cream.
Nothing but junk
and
food.
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? And then I just see the Incredible Hulk move, and he kicked five guys off. And then he kicked his shoes off.
In the most polite way, by the way.
Then he kicked his shoes off, and it was like a Seagal movie, right?
Yeah, he was
he was
amazing.
One of those guys you didn't... He was so nice.
So nice.
That you didn't
so
realize
sweet.
What a powerhouse he was until some shit went down, and he was the first one to spring into action.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it was like, I'm like, karate works. Like, I'd never seen it work before. Like, he was dropping people. It was honestly like watching Bloodsport. I was like, Nak Su Kao. Matt was like, what is going on here?
He's powerhouse, Don.
Yeah.
I miss him. I haven't seen him in a while. Yeah. And he was from Minneapolis or something. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, he just didn't, but he was such a nice.
Yeah, makes a delicious, delicious pizza.
He makes a delicious,
delicious.
Pizza.
Delicious.
Right, really?
Interesting.
Yeah, he does love food. He was he was always eating like ice cream or pizza. And you're like, how do you have abs, you fucker?
Yeah.
It's like you have to be working out. Every minute you're not here.
Every day.
You know?
Every second of the day. And then you come here and you're like, this is my one meal that I eat all day.
Waiting to tune people up.
Exactly. Well, I love talking to you guys, but we have to wrap it out. Where are you going to be this weekend? Is this coming out this weekend? Okay.
Denver Comedy Works.
Ooh.
The South Club.
Nice.
Yeah, so Wednesday,
it's
Thursday,
still Wendy, right?
Yeah, she's the best.
Sweetest.
Oh, I love her.
Great, great. And where are you going to be?
I'll be here.
Here at the world famous Comedy Store.
Probably. Yeah, most
Very
likely.
Very exciting.
Well, it is.
Thank both of you for being here. Man. Steve was being my co-host because Rick is still on the road with Chris Rock, killing
that
it.
That makes me so happy.
He's with Chris and Dave.
I know. I watch his pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, every once in a while they'll put an
Rick
Instagram up. And it's like,
It's the greatest.
Yeah, we torture him for his pictures, but it's great. I mean, I'm excited for him. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Huge.
I'm excited for him as a friend, but I'm also excited for comedy and comedy fans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, he's been murdering.
So many people call me and they're like, we went to see Chappelle Rock and Rick stood out. And I'm like, fuck.
Dude, he's been murdering for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And he's with Donnell Rawlings, who's also a murderer.
Murderers.
So it's what a hell of a show. the four of them.
That's stuff people remember their whole life.
Yeah. Elon Musk was there the other night.
Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney.
Hugging Rick and grabbing Rick. Rick had me dying with the stories.
Dude, it's the best.
So fucking funny. Paul McCartney.
That's nuts.
Well,
I mean, I'm just imagining Paul like wanting to hang out with her. Send it to voicemail. So great. Everything about that's so great.
Paul, you're on British time. It's a little
early. Hate the British. You know, I could hear Rick. England's trash. And because that's one thing we agree on. And me and Rick, He went to England and he shits on it heavily. Like I shit on it, but Rick had been there and has specifics. I'm like, oh shit. So anyway, so if you're Rick, go see Rick.
He's
with Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock. And then where am I? I'm going to be at the stand, but this isn't coming out. This will be out already. Yeah, me and Andrew are doing the stand on Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
It comes out on Friday. So Friday night, whatever. So 8 o'clock at the stand. And then I'm doing Sony Hall with Joe Diaz on December 28th.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, we just did Parks. So it was excellent.
Oh, how great was
so
that?
So much fun. So much fun.
Awesome.
And then, thank you guys for listening. Come to the Comedy Store. Subscribe. Do all that shit. All right, thanks. Bye. Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.